ready?
Yeah.
We'll get our meeting started. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Let the clerk call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Srulik.
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, August the 2nd.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Srulik.
Yes. I'll have the clerk do the bills and payroll when she's ready.
General Administration, $5,260.58. Economic Development, $263.92. Police, $715.06. Fire, $1,916.94. Street, $1,302.74. Parks, $10,520.29. Public Health and Safety, $1,870. Garbage, $2,359.49. Cemetery, $220.28. Water Operations, $30,229.01. Sewer Operations, $517.60. EPA West Side Water Loan Payment, $52,682.22. EPA Sewer Project Loan Payment, $74,898.36. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $4,847.61. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $3,875.15. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $476,660.71.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We need a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Srulik.
Yes. We'll take a moment and see if there's anybody in the audience or online that wants to address anything to the council.
Roger, I don't see anybody online except Tom and I.
Okay, thank you, Steve. We'll move down. We've got a couple appointments, one to the Warner Hospital and Health Services Board. You have a motion for that?
Yes. Motion to appoint Jim Brady to the Warner Hospital and Health Services Board, said term to expire July 1st, 2024.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is Marilyn Black, appointment to the Tree Service Commission.
Motion to appoint Marilyn Black to the Tree City Commission, said term to expire May 1st, 2024.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second. Nope. Tom got it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on this one? If not, call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Reports down to streets and public improvements.
I don't have much. Just the guys are out this week picking up brush pickup week. And just want to remind people there is a size limit on the piles to be put out. I noticed the other day we got a couple people cutting whole trees down, putting them out again. You're only supposed to be putting out a pickup size load, so we ask people to please follow the ordinance. So that's all I've got.
Okay. Public property.
I've got just a few things. We talked probably a couple months ago about new testing equipment. It's been in the budget. It's from Hotch Company. That's who we get equipment from. That's our testing equipment, most of that. And They're all pretty similar, but that's what we use as far as all of our testing equipment and our chemicals. And it's going to be somewhere around $4,500 we'll have it. But it's one of those things you got to get ordered and get them here and everything. So I brought that up a while back just to give you information on it. And now we're going to be moving forward. It's in the budget. We're going to go ahead and be getting that for the plant. Kelly is getting the motor, the lime silo. The shaker motor has been down for a while, and he got it, and he's going to be getting it in. We also have the light on the water tower. If you have noticed in the last that it went out again, he'd be climbing and putting the light back up on the tower sometime this week. And then down at the plant itself, back in the back room, we've got some antiquated lights back there. They use like 300 watt bulbs, and they just suck power like nobody's business, and they burn out all the time. So I'm going to have him get together and get some new LED lights in there. He can set up a bank of those. It'll put up more light than both those 300 watt bulbs, and wouldn't cost you but half a cent to run because it's just so much more efficient. So, but other than that, they've been doing just their normal. We've had a couple of leaks. Like I say, last time we had a meeting, the guys that was filling up water tanks shut her down too fast and broke the main out there on Kleeman. And then this last week we had a fire out north of town, and they shut that one down a little too quick. And it wasn't, I don't think it was any of our guys, but they had the other agencies, and they just didn't think about that little 4-inch main, and it blowed a hole in it, and it was just one of those things. So we got that one too. But other than that, that's about all I have.
Okay, thank you. Public health and safety.
I just got a couple things. John mentioned the fires. We had a couple pretty good sized fires a week ago within 5 or 6 hours of each other, and got those taken care of. Also, we've been working on the bids for the new fire truck. We've really been knocking them around, and we're real close to bringing them forward, and it's well under budget. So we've done a lot of chopping and shopping there. So, Ben?
Just real quick, I don't know if you read my email this morning, but I have accepted the resignation of Sergeant Tom Anderson, who is resigning from the police department to pursue other professional opportunities outside of law enforcement. For those of you that know Tom, he's actually retired from the Dewitt County Sheriff's Office about 4 years ago, and he's worked with us for 3.5 years. He's been a great asset to our department, and I certainly hate to lose him. I think it's the first of a trend that you will see even locally to some degree of the shift from law enforcement because of the nationwide climate of the law enforcement profession right now. So I can't say that I blame him. He is simply retired. He's now drawing a pension and has decided to pursue other professional opportunities in his retirement. So, but very thankful for the time that we did have him here. He's been a great asset. We'll certainly miss his leadership and experience. But his last work day will be a week from tomorrow. So anyways, just wanted to let you know that.
Also on that note, I'd like everybody to be thinking of one of our DeWitt County Sheriff's deputies that is in the hospital in St. Louis. He ran into some complications last night, some serious issues, and just keep his family in your mind. So that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Tom, you got something?
I sure do.
Thank you.
Number one, sales tax. I don't get this comment on sales tax from Flint very often, but he said it was, this return was amazing. And our sales tax, so the regular sales tax is up $160,000 in 4 months over this time last year. And then the non-home rule sales tax is up about $21,000. So excellent news. And then the other thing, not quite as pleasant, but you know, this business, and this gets into Kenny's department a little bit, the work on North Center Street, particularly in that handicapped accessibility area, we keep getting bills occasionally, not this time, but from the engineer, Cummings, and we keep getting bills from the contractor, and I will not sign off on any bills from either one of them for that project until the project is completed.
Agree.
I don't think we're going to get it done by Appaloon Park.
Well, Steve and I had a conversation today, and way we understand that they're supposed to be in here the first part of September.
Well,
get that
we'll
in.
Believe it when we see it.
Yep, we'll believe it when we see it. But I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
It's gone on too long.
You got anything to add there, Steve?
Okay. I mean, I guess, though, that once that's out there, we did make the decision to hold up any further pay estimates. The council needs to understand, now that it's been brought up, though, contractually, we can't hold the money back on work that they've already done. That's a federal project, basically funded, but I stopped that probably a month ago, and Tom's been made aware, and Steve Meyer's been made aware, because we're doing all we can to get this project wrapped up. But keep in mind, at the federal level, filtering down through IDOT, they actually did away, as most of you remember, we always had retainage that we held back on these jobs. And it was any number from 5% to 10%, but it was a significant number. That retainage was our leverage to avoid circumstances just like this. But they banned it, they did away with it. So I agree with the sentiment. In fact, I initiated it. But I think Steve will tell you the same thing. We're taking that position, and we're hopeful that they'll just come on and finish it up. But from a legal standpoint, our attorney will get pretty busy now that it's made public that we're withholding money. So that's really all I can add to it. But just that way you are all up to speed and aware of what's taking place. And we have been in constant communication with both the engineers and the contractor. But one thing to at least also remember, this came as a result of, quite frankly, a complaint that was issued. And it wasn't part of the original project. And it just took a while to get through it all. And then the contractors went off to other work. And I think any of you that have worked around contractors or in the industry understand, for us it's huge. We need it done. We want it done. But for a contractor as large as UCM, who are doing multi-million dollar projects throughout the region, it's a small thing to them. So we just are doing everything. I just want everyone to know we're doing everything in our power to get them in. And I agree, until I see them, I won't believe it, but I was told that they would be on site. They actually utilized mid-September as their timeline, but they also said they were cognizant of Apple and Pork, and they would try to be out of the way. But that said, even if they show up the week of Apple and Pork, Kenny and I talked about this, we are in no position to tell them not to work. Because if we run them off, I'm not sure we'll get them back. So they'll just have to take care of barricading properly and do what has to be done. But that's where we're at with it. And, nobody's happy about it. And I'm probably the most frustrated about it. But it hasn't been from a lack of effort. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a question down on North Center Street. All the weeds in the between the sidewalk and the street, have the residents been told not to mow those, or what's going on there?
No, they haven't.
That looks bad.
No, it hasn't, but I've talked to Bob last week that we're going to take care of that.
Okay, because it really looks
bad. It does. It does.
I mean, they're 2-3 foot tall.
Yeah, I talked to Bob about it last Friday. We're going to get that taken care of as soon as we can.
I don't think we should ever allow that to happen.
No. Well, the one residents down there, they always took care of it, but for some reason this year they're not.
Well, everybody's pulling back, it looks like, but... Yeah.
Well,
do we still let them go 3 foot tall?
This has been discussed last Friday, and it's going to be taken care of. Okay. They're picking up brush right now, but they'll have it done by the end of the week.
Thank you. We have no unfinished business. We'll drop down to new business. We've got the summer maintenance that we need to make the motions on.
Yep. Motion to approve the 2021 MFT summer maintenance bid from Ileana Construction Company in the amount of $97,801.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on it?
If you notice, there's also a supplemental for that. We had it $100,000 put in for this, and you notice it has gone over by a little bit. We have the money there in the we can do the extra work. We don't want to cut back on any of the road projects if we don't have to.
Any other discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is the motion for the supplemental resolution of the summer maintenance.
Yeah. Motion to approve supplemental resolution 2021-9, resolution for maintenance under the Illinois Highway Code for the 2021 MFT summer maintenance in the amount of $12,000.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Got several items we're going to place on file. Exemption for the vendors from the Apple and Pork Festival is the number one. Second one is the change order number one for the Kirkwood Drive pavement patching, Foyt's Construction for $122,829. Number three is the change order for number two is the cleaning and sealing of the control joints on Kirkwood Drive patching for Foyt's Construction, $27,202. Four is the additional service agreement number two for Kirkwood Drive pavement patching, Fondsworth Group for the $9,000. Next one is the bids for the removal of the sludge lime water treatment plant, Metro Ag Incorporated. It's $20 a ton. And the next one we're going to place on file is the 2014 and 2018 IML RMA overage payment of $73,953.46. But that is concludes our normal business. We're going to go into closed session.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'll make that motion.
Motion been made.
I'll second.
Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
You in Springfield now? Are you in Springfield? Are you done over there?
Yeah, all right, sounds good. I'll come back last night.
Yeah. Okay, motion to adjourn.
I would make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned, gentlemen.